step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Trevor Noah said, all right, this is shocking. Joe Biden has a Venmo account? How? The dude's like 150 years old. He assumed that Biden paid for everything with silver dollars. Trevor said, I didn't even know they had Venmo on rotary phones. Also, people, what does Joe Biden even need a Venmo account for? I mean, he's the president of the United States. Who's asking him to chip in for drinks at Brian's birthday party? Like, I always thought anyone who commanded a drone army didn't pay for anything. Kimmel, it's weird to hear about a politician using Venmo to pay teenagers for something other than sex, isn't it? Kimmel. And there are some interesting transactions they found. Joseph Biden paid Shoeless Gus for malarkey, paid Huck for fixing the doohickey, Lil Bebop for some licorice whips, Sal's Electronics for the Victrola repair, Higginbottom's Apothecary for one jar of tooth powder, and one more, I think he paid Angela Merkel. Sorry for the weird hug. Kimmel, this is like finding out the Pope wears VR goggles. Chris Rock spoke out against cancel culture, noting that it's led to unfunny and boring content from comedians. He was on the Breakfast Club radio show. Rock said, it's weird when you're a comedian because, like, when you're a comedian, if the audience doesn't laugh, we get the message. You don't really have to cancel us because we get the message. They're not laughing. Our feelings hurt. When we do something and people aren't laughing, like, we get it. I don't understand why people feel the need to go beyond that. You know what I mean? Honestly, to me, it's a disrespect. It's people disrespecting the audience, like, oh, you think you know more than the audience? The audience knows more than everybody, okay? You know, but hey, some things don't need to be said. Some people need to be looked out for. I definitely understand that, but not letting comedians work is, you know, what happens when everybody gets safe and everybody gets safe and nobody tries anything? Things get boring. Rock added, everyone's scared to make a move. That's not a place to be. You know, we should have the right to fail because failure is part of art. But now, you know, you got a place where people are scared to talk. That's not, you know, especially in America, you're scared to talk. But, you know, that's what people want. You know, you got to make adjustments. Amazon wants you to tune in to the Amazon Prime today. Borat will be the subject of a multi-part event on the streaming network. Part one, Borat. VHS cassettes of material deemed subacceptable by Kazakhstan Ministry of Censorship and Circumcision. It's a little hacky there, Borat. I liked it until the censorship and circumcision is hacky. I'm sorry, Sasha. The second, Borat's American Lockdown, is described as a reality show from when Borat was on lockdown in America with his new conspiracy theorist friends Jim and Jerry. Jim and Jerry make up the third component of the special. Debunking Borat showcases Jim and Jerry as they have their conspiracy theories debunked by very knowledgeable people. They even come face to face with one of the subjects of their conspiracies, Hillary Clinton. That sounds like fun. Are the Mets on tonight? I think I got to watch the Mets. I'll get to that on the weekend. Rory Scovel has a new special. It's titled Live Without Fear. The project is described as equal parts comedy special and documentary. It follows Scovel back when he did shows in March 2018, you know, pre-pandemic, caveman times, people used to gather in theaters and sit next to complete strangers. Nobody had a mask on. Vaccines weren't even a thought. And you would sit next to somebody and they would laugh and their spit would get on you and you'd get the flu and it was terrible. I turned into Angry Jerry Seinfeld all of a sudden, in which Roy Scovel decided to find out what would happen if he fully improvised the show from start to finish for six straight nights. If you want to find out, you'll have to watch Rory Scovel's YouTube channel on Thursday, June 24th. I will probably remind you a little closer to that date. Scovel says the more you do stand-up, the more you start learning how to craft an hour a little bit more professionally. Like, here's the hour I wrote, because now I can shoot it, put it out there, get exposure, and make money out of it. And a little bit of that takes you away from the spontaneous thing that I enjoy. In the special, spoilers, Scovel stumbles onto a joke that would have made a great closer, but he continues on anyway. Scovel said, there was a very clear moment in the riff that was so clearly, say, goodnight and get off stage. All of us were like, surely that's the ending. And then my brain was like, nah, Let's do 10 more minutes. Chris Gethard is so excited about this alligator thing in his new special. I think this is the third, maybe the fourth article that I've read about this. This is his special, Half My Life. It's available on streaming services June 1st. But boy, he's so excited that he went to Gatorland in Orlando. The Orlando Sentinel wrote about it. Gethard said, "Hopefully people watch this thing as we're coming out of COVID and start to remember what it was like to have live shows at intimate venues. I'm also pretty happy to get some kind of good footage of what these places looked like and felt like." He said, "Disney dominates in many ways, and Gatorland just does their thing their own way, and it's not corporate. I love that old school vibe, some lawlessness and chaos, and I think Gatorland definitely has that. Action Park in New Jersey was very much the same vibe, so I was really into it." In 2019, Gethard approached Gatorland to be part of his special, which gives viewers a glimpse into the life of a touring artist. Gatorland's Savannah Bowen said the attraction has a long history of working with comedians such as Fluffy. I assume she means Gabriel Iglesias. Though this marked the attraction's first stand-up performance, they built Chris Gethard a fake brick wall backdrop, complete with a Gatorland Comedy Club logo to use while filming a set for an audience of 30 gators. Bowen said, "He did a bunch of comedy to our alligators, which was really funny, because then they kind of got up and started walking away in the middle of it. Then he would be like, oh, I guess they didn't like the joke. I'll come back next week." Bowen said, "All of our shows are comedy-based. A lot of the things we do social media-wise are comedy-based. As an example, she talked about the social distancing skunk ape." You didn't think we were going here today, did you? No, the social distancing skunk ape, which encourages safety at the park. We probably think we're a lot funnier than we actually are, but we really, really love comedy. Wait, did she say that or am I saying that? That I probably think I'm a lot funnier than I actually am, but I really, really love comedy. I think we could be friends. We think the same. Gethard said, "They let me get like 18 inches from alligators and throw meat to them. I think people are going to go, yeah, that really captures the spirit of the place I know." Half My Life, streaming services, June 1st, you'll watch. Now, later this week, the Asian Comedy Festival will announce their winners. They have announced the top 10 2021 Asian Comedy Fest finalists. Each finalist's work will be screened at the festival. Winners will be announced as part of a special awards ceremony during the virtual premiere this week, May 27th. That's Thursday. Here are the top 10. Lindsay Burton, Jaten Chugani, Ann Lim, Manolo Moreno, Srilatha Rajamani, Rita Singupta, Sia Song, Annie Wong, Peter Wong, Andy Zhao. In addition to the finalist videos, the premiere will include stand-up comedy from a live taping from earlier this month, so it's a recorded show, all right. Proceeds from the festival events will be donated to Apex for Youth, dedicated to creating possibilities for underserved Asian and immigrant youth from low-income families in New York City. You can check this all out at asiancomedyfest.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries. So when I saw my buddy Glenn last week, he's like, show's getting a little longer, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, but I haven't set out to make it longer. There's just been like a ton of news the last 2 weeks. Monday's episode, before I trimmed it down and made the edits, the raw session was 23 minutes. I'm aiming for like 9. Most days I come in at about 15. There's been a lot going on, but like I've been warning everybody, I expect next week will be slow coming off the holiday and July 4th. Whew, I better pre-record some article episodes for that, I'll tell you that. But in the meantime, when it rains, it pours. Esther Steinberg talked to TampaBay.com. She's been feuding with Wikipedia since high school. She says, I'm obsessed with my high school Wikipedia page's notable alumni section. It has Wade Boggs and Gallagher. I want to be on it. She's added her name to the list time and time again, and it keeps being deleted by administrators. She said, I used to do it for laughs, but as they kept deleting it, I thought, one day I will really make it onto this page. She's got a new special, Esther Steinberg, Burning Bush. It's available on streaming services. The New York Times said her physicality somehow manages to evoke Bill Burr and Kate Berlant. That's interesting. Her performance has a nimbleness. That's the work of someone who has come into her own. Asked if making the New York Times is a big deal, Steinberg said, my biggest problem throughout my career was just always exposure. I feel like I'm finally getting the exposure I need. In her special, spoilers, she makes fun of Tampa, saying, I went to high school in the worst education system next to Alabama. We didn't even have a sex ed class in Tampa. They just split us up, boys and girls, put us in a single line and pierced our nipples. Her legal married name is Esther Steinberg Gardenschwartz, and she says, I think it has a ring to it, and that ring is people calling me because they think I'm a law firm. For future plans, she wants to write a comedy film that captures Tampa's grittiness and hopes to one day headline a show at her high school. That would be an amazing homecoming. And then maybe she can get added to her notable alumni list on Wikipedia, saying, that is when I know I made it. Now, yesterday, I joke teased you because I refused to tell you about Tom Segura selling his house because I was running late. I got to get it in. I can't tease you for another day, right? From The Hollywood Reporter, it looks like married comedians Tom Segura and Christina Pazitsky are searching for new pastures. They flipped their nearly new Pacific Palisades home onto the market with a $6.85 million price tag. They had bought it in December of 2019 for $6.7 million, so they would make like $100,000 on this. It's described as a custom modern farmhouse. It was built in 2016 and has been resold 3 times since. Are there ghosts? Why is everyone leaving this house? I mean, 3 people since 2016? There's ghosts. There's got to be ghosts. Spanning 3 full floors, the boxy house offers a modern California cool aesthetic with crisp white walls and ceiling punctuated by recessed LED lights, ghosts, and a French oak hardwood floor. Come on, that was funny. A living room connects to a formal dining area with a convenient bar slathered in marble. Beyond that, a butler's pantry separates the dining space from the kitchen, which is outfitted with an island and custom countertops and cabinetry. Occasionally, the walls scream, "Get out!" But a family room is warmed by a fireplace. Bifolds doors split out to a backyard with lovely views of neighboring Portero Canyon. Sounds great, huh? The real magic happens upstairs, where a dynamic master suite boasts spectacular views of the surrounding community. In the basement, it's party ready with a giant movie theater and a wet bar, plus a gym with bathroom facilities for convenient boozy workouts. And finally today, the King of Comedy is being sent to stud. The King of Comedy is a horse. Heron Stakes winner King of Comedy is joining the stallion roster at Novara Park Stud somewhere in New Zealand. His pedigree apparently is impressive. He's son of Kingman. Some New Zealand horse person said Kingman is one of the hottest names in European bloodstock circles, and King of Comedy ticked all the boxes of pedigree, racetrack performance, type, and commercial appeal. The King of Comedy retires with a record of 3 wins and 12 starts. King of Comedy, enjoy the stud farm, bro. That's your comedy news for today. You can follow this show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Noticing a lot of Google Podcasts all of a sudden. Hi, Google friends. Welcome to the show. If you like what I do, if you like ghost jokes, You can support the show by going to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can drop $5 in the tip jar. I will buy one of these. This is a large iced coffee with caramel and milk. I got that at the National Donuts chain this morning. You can also set up to do a recurring like member thing. So once a month, it'll bang your card. Send me $5 and I can buy another iced coffee for that. See you tomorrow.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
In a universe filled with wonders and horrors, join us on a spine-tingling journey into the depths of space. On the next episode of Monsters, Sharks, and Dinosaurs, we unravel the terrifying secrets of the SETI Alpha 5 eel from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Are you ready to confront your deepest fears? Tune in to the SETI Alpha 5 eel and prepare for a cosmic adventure like no other. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't miss it.